33-year-old Matt Johansson is in the middle of serving a one-year sentence at the Salt Lake County Jail.
I'm on a probation violation for distribution of methamphetamines and possession of a firearm by a restricted person.
But instead of paying for his crime by sitting inside the jail, Johansson is one of 15 inmates participating in the jail horticulture program.
We wake up around 7:30, go out there, pull weeds for about the first hour, then go around and either transplant plants from the greenhouse into bigger pots or go around and compost manure. We also pick dead flowers off certain flowers.
That work takes place 6 days a week, but on Saturday mornings, the community is invited to enjoy the fruits of their labor when the inmates, along with staff from the jail, come to sell at the downtown farmers market.
We got the Denver carrots and the Paris carrots.
I'll do a bunch of both.
$2.
Take some garlic.
Sergeant Cammy Skog says the jail's horticulture program began in 2009.
We started small with berries, just kind of learning what needed to be done. We brought in a couple of beehives.
Since then, the program has blossomed into a 1.5-acre garden next to the jail that produces 85 different varieties of crops every year. But the program is doing more than just putting the inmates in the garden. It's also putting them back in the classroom and giving them skills they'll be able to put to use when their sentences are up.
They receive a certificate of completion of what we're calling the Excellence in Gardening class, and they're able to put that on their resume. It's not for credit gardening curriculum, but they're able to put it on their resume as gardening education that they received that was administered through Utah State University.
Katie Wagner is an assistant professor of horticulture for Utah State University Extension in Salt Lake County. She teaches the course and says the inmates learn everything from soil science to jobs that are available in the gardening business.
Hopefully, if they're out looking for a job in the green industry, that a potential employer might see that and see that these guys have some really good experience and training in the horticulture and be interested in hiring them on.
22-year-old Chase Martin, who was serving a sentence for a parole violation, says going through the horticulture program has reintroduced him to the value of holding down a job.
Before I got into this program, it had probably been over a year since I had a steady job, because I was just out there selling drugs and just doing the fast money.
Now he says his work ethic has improved, as well as his overall attitude.
I'm not in the jail all day surrounded by 64 other dudes. I get outside, get fresh air, get the sun, just getting me back to wanting to work. When you accomplish something at the end of the day, you feel good about it.
The downtown farmers market is the largest selling place for the inmates, but they also set up stands in front of the sheriff's office and other county facilities periodically throughout the season. All of the money brought in is used for jail programs. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.